God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Oh, good evening, friends. We're going to take a look at living differently in the world as a Christian. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. Yeah, don't be a pushover. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Last time you were with me, we were taking a look at the difference between holy and unholy. Tonight, let's keep digging into the importance of knowing the difference between that, but let's go just a bit further, putting it into action. We need to live differently, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Again, you can go to our parent ministry at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Really appreciate you being with us. If you've been a part of the ministry in any way, thank you so much for being a part there, supporting through prayer, financial gifts, whatever. Using our materials, free materials, whether you're preaching, whether you're teaching a small group, Bible study, Sunday school class, what have you. So tonight, let's start by really digging into the importance of living differently as a Christian in the world. Again, shared with you earlier, there's a problem when our preachers don't teach us how to distinguish the holy from the unholy. One of the central messages of the Bible is to live differently from everyone else. A severe problem with modern evangelism. Evangelicalism, I'll put it that way, is that we are so focused on Jesus dying for our sins, which, yes, is an absolutely central thing. We can agree on that. Sadly, though, we don't look at other central issues. Friends, one of them is that we must live differently from the world and its culture. It is not enough, friends, just to say, I believe in Jesus. We have to live in obedience to Jesus. Now, before anyone wants to start throwing things or yelling at the speaker you're listening to this on, I'm not calling for legalism, nor perfection, nor am I saying that Jesus started the salvation process. But it is up to us to keep it. I did not say that. Don't hear what I'm not saying. Jesus said that those who he knows are those who obey him, not those who merely claim his name. What do I mean by that? Well, Matthew 7:21. Jesus said this: not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Did you hear it? Those are Jesus' own words. It's not my opinion. It's not me even interpreting that. Jesus said, again, in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 7:21, go look it up for yourself. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Friends, the Sermon on the Mount is considered by many the most profound and life-changing sermon ever given, especially to the original audience. Jesus corrected many false teachings that the Pharisees had put on the people, and he took the law and showcased its original purpose. Anyone can hate an enemy, but we are to love them. It's not enough to restrain yourself from choking, just choking them to death. Even that desire is murder. It's not enough to refrain from having sex with someone who is not your biblically married spouse. Just the picturing the act in your mind is committing the adultery in your heart. We are not to worry about our food, our health, our clothing, or shelter. We are instead to focus on God and let Him provide for us. We are also to test what we hear, because not all teachers are genuine. And some actually seek to devour us. All of these ideas have one central theme. You are to be different from everyone else around you. Not just the worldly peers, but even your religious peers. So many youth and youth groups are totally lost, sadly, because they compare themselves to those who are just as worldly and ungodly as those outside the church. And before someone says, "Who made you holier than thou?" Well, friends, a pastor once said, "We need people who are holier than thou." Friends, the more, not just myself, but those of us a part of Worldview Warriors, Katie, Charlie, so many, the more we read the Bible, the more we see this theme of how we must be different. God told the children of Israel over and over again to drive out the Canaanites because of how readily and easily they would lead Israel astray. Over and over again, friends, God said, "Don't live like them." Many people today do not like Leviticus 18, and I encourage you to go read that because it shuts down all forms of sexual deviancy. But many who read that chapter tend to miss the last third of it. After God describes the sexual sins, He told Israel that the Canaanites were committing these sins. God was giving Israel the promised land partly because they were special, but also because Canaan was so wicked. But if Israel committed those sexual sins, God would remove them from the land as well. It wasn't just the idolatry. Idolatry and sexual sins are often very much intertwined. But that's the Old Testament. We're not under the law, many of us. Here at Worldview Warriors, we hear it all the time, actually. To that, we'd say, really? Okay, let's look at the New Testament then. It's still the same message. Friends, I'm going to dig into that when we come back. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
If you know that you have heard from God correctly, when the naysayers come and tell you ridiculous things like, "If it was God's will, it wouldn't be this hard." If you know you've heard from God correctly, try harder. Let your actions speak louder than their negative and uninspiring words. Grow, mature, and become complete, not lacking anything. Again, when you know the direction that God has called you, obey Him and ignore all the noise around you. Ignore it. Friends, this is one reason why we need to be in the Word of God, so we know His truth and obey. Babe Ruth said, "It's hard to beat a person who never gives up."
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
The truth of God is open and available to any who wants it. He does not offer it via a private revelation that only one person can access. He does not share all His secrets with every person, but with those He is most intimate with. However, every one of us has the opportunity to be that intimate with God. Friends, buy the truth. Pursue God with everything you have, and you will get Him.
and you will never be disappointed. We see in Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. To dig more into this idea, go find Charlie Wolcott's blog post titled, Buy the Truth.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, my name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. When I left you, talking about, well, Israel, and they were doing, well, pretty much what the Canaanites were doing as well. And if Israel committed these sexual sins that the Canaanites were, God would remove them from the land as well. It wasn't just the idolatry, friends. The idolatry and sexual sins are often intertwined. But that's the Old Testament. Many, many tell us all the time. But we're not under the law. We hear it constantly here at the ministry from many people. Not just non-Christians, but Christians even. And to that we'd say, really? Really? Well, let's look at the New Testament then. Now, it's still the same message. Romans 12:2. It states, do not conform to the world or to the pattern of this world. Again, we see that in Romans 12:2. And I do encourage you to check out Romans 12 totally. So much there to just chew on, consider, think through, pray about. We see in James 4:4, friendship with the world is enmity with God. Did you hear that? Friendship with the world is enmity with God. That's from the New Testament. James 4:4. The book of Acts actually goes into depth on this very issue. In fact, Acts 15 is the second quote-unquote church fight recorded in church history. The Judaizers wanted the Gentile believers to get circumcised. And the Gentile believers, well, they replied that the point of that was for you to be separate, and you aren't doing it yourselves. The apostles convened to discuss this. Their decision was that the Gentiles were not to be required to be circumcised because that went with other laws that the Judaizers and the Jewish believers were never able to keep anyway. That said, there still needed to be separation. So they commanded the Gentile believers to have nothing to do with idols, to restrain from blood, to restrain from strangled animals. In their fight for life, animals being strangled would produce adrenaline that would affect the meat. So it was often used as, well, in idolatrous practices to get power and to avoid sexual immorality. There still had to be separation from the world. It seems many of us have forgotten this, sadly. While the Jews were separated from the rest of the world due to their language, their culture, their laws, etc., and while today we no longer need to follow the ceremonial or Israeli kingdom laws, the moral laws still apply to us as Gentile believers. And we still need to be different from the world around us. God commands to live differently. His commands are accessible. They are understandable. They are clear. So clear that we tend to not like them because they stop our sinful desires from being able to do what they want to do. Friends, we see in Deuteronomy 30:11-14, for this commandment, which I command you today, is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. Again, the choice of life or death. Deuteronomy 30, 11 through 14. God's commands to live differently are accessible. Again, they are understandable. They are clear. Again, so clear that we tend to not like them because they stop our sinful desires from being able to do what they want to do. God's expectations for us to live are clear. They're not ambiguous. They are not mean-spirited. They are not, you ready for this, limiting. They are life and life abundant. They are not some distant, vague, and unknowable thing. They are near to us, and to be born again, to the born again believer, they are dear to us. I really encourage you, dear friend, if you are a follower of Jesus, consider this. Again, these are not some vague, distant, and unknowable things. They're near to us. And to be the born-again believer, they are dear to us. Jesus said, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. We see that in Matthew 11, 30. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God commands, well, they're not a burden to the believer. In fact, they are joy. God's word is not some unrelatable book to some distant tribe that no one knows anything about. But it is a treasure to our heart that we cherish and love. Yes, it draws some thick lines, but those are for our benefit, to guide us into true freedom and productivity and action that we could not dream of being without. My dear friends, live differently. That will mean you'll stand out. You're going to stick out and have a target on your back. Heck, you might have one on your front in a world that loves mediocrity and for no one to rock the boat. That's what the world desires. But nobody who just mingled in the world ever did anything of any value. God wants us. He wants you to be different. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. We live here temporarily in enemy territory, seeking to save souls from destruction before God comes to wipe it all out. If we remain attached to this world when God comes to destroy it, sadly, we will go down with it. Do not get attached to it lest they pull you down with them, which is precisely what they desire. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host, Jason DeZurich.
As I get started today, I'd like to direct you to a blog post titled John 66, The Church in Freefall, written by Chad Kuhn. You see, John 6:66 is one of the most heartbreaking verses in all of the Bible. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then we see in John 6:67 that Jesus says, do you also want to go away? Friends, the separation seems to be occurring in the church today. Many Christians are adopting unbiblical beliefs in the name of being woke,
inclusive, relevant, and even loving. And we must realize that we don't get to reinvent Jesus. We only receive him as he is, as clearly seen within the Bible. Friends, he cannot be separated from his word. To dig more into this idea, please go find Chad Coon's blog post titled John 6:66, The Church in Free Fall.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
It really is quite easy to understand the phrase and concept of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We live in a sinful world, though, which in and of itself makes living this out difficult, because so many people today seem to be unwilling to be responsible for their own actions. Friends, without life, there is no liberty. Without liberty, there is no pursuit of happiness. People can live out liberty all they want until they snuff out or trample on someone else's life. To dig more into this idea and this concept, go find our blog post titled Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, The Order Matters, today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I'd like to talk just briefly about Worldview Warriors Publishing, friends. Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges, written by Katie Erickson, is available there at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. This is one of Katie's earlier books with the ministry. We've got Sharia Girl 07 stated this and left this review about this book. I just love it. This is a great book that takes relevant cultural questions and breaks them down into easy to understand answers from a biblical perspective. It's the perfect book for guiding personal spiritual reflection or group discussions. Again, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges, Tough Questions, Biblical Answers to Life's Challenges, available at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org, available through Worldview Warriors Publishing. Also, we've recently released The Doctrines of Genesis, How Genesis Establishes the Basis for Christianity, written by our blogger and author, C.A. Woolcott. Friends, Genesis is much more than a book that describes the beginning and origin of life and the universe. It also lays down the foundation and gives us the first pictures, the first snapshots, and the first examples of every teaching of the Christian faith. Friends, using the core teachings of the faith as found in the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creeds, author C.A. Woolcott showcases how Genesis contains the seed of each of these doctrines and addresses how the battle for Genesis is also the battle for Christ and the cross. Again, Doctrines of Genesis, available at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. We see this from J.R.H. London in a review for this resource. Genesis isn't optional to faith. It's foundational. Believers know that already. This book pulls all the evidence together for them. And then he shared this. Superb. I thank you so much for such a favorable review on this resource. Again, The Doctrines of Genesis, written by C.A. Woolcott, How Genesis Establishes the Basis for Christianity. Again, available in paperback and Kindle, and you can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Thanks so much for tuning in to the program. And as we wrap up tonight, just want to direct you to worldviewwarriors.org. You can also go to donotkeepsilent.com. Why not find our Facebook pages for Do Not Keep Silent? Like and follow it. Worldview Warriors, like and follow that. Also, we have a Facebook page available for Worldview Warriors Publishing, too. And I just want to thank you, dear listener. Thank you for being a part of what's going on with the ministry. You see, without you, well, this just doesn't happen. So thank you, and Thank you for being willing to tune in every single week. Again, my name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. You can find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. As we wrap up, I want to finish with one more FastCast just to encourage you, equip you. And again, this is Do Not Keep Silent.
This is the Worldview Warriors FastCast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
During this FastCast, I'm going to encourage you to do a self-examination on your life. Who or what is your hope in? Friends, when you or a family member gets sick, who or what do you put your hope in? And what do you consider needs in your life? Take some time and write these down even today. And if you feel like you've been cheated in this life and you want justice for that situation, who or what do you put your hope and faith and trust in? Find our blog post titled, What Is Your Hope In? To dig more into this idea and to learn more about yourself and your relationship with Jesus Christ today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. Don't be a pushover, friends. You go out, make today great, and focus in on Christ in all that you do, and I'll see you next time.
Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.